Aleishu Chelek Beis Kuf Pei, the first chapter. Lifnei Kol Avida Musaris, before any Avida in Musar. Once again, an introduction and guidelines. Matzinu bechazal uvarambam, shechipsu kilalim lemitzvei satira. Chazal, Rishonim after them, particularly the Rambam, they sought general rules for the mitzvahs. Netzayin oisamkan, let's see. In Brachos de Samech Gimel, Dorash Bar Kapara, Eizohi Parasha Ketana Shekol Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba. He's looking for a certain rule that encompasses all the elements of Torah. That's what you're talking about, Klalim. And the answer is a Pasuk Bechor Derechecha, Do'eihu Vehu Yayasher Or Chisecha. That rule of Bechor Derechecha Do'eihu is a Parasha that encompasses everything else. Similarly, in Makos Dav Chavdalet, Ba Chavakuk Vehemidan Alachas, after the, we have a number of it's a whole sugi over there, certain authorities who throughout the ages encompass the whole Torah in a limited number of mitzvahs, and ultimately Chavakuk establishes everything on one principle, the tzadik be'emunasoi yichyeh, a pasuk there in Chavakuk. So, through emunah, emunah is the principle of here that encompasses everything else. Similarly, in Chazal, in the Midrash, ve'ohavta l're'acha, kamo'icha, the pasuk in Kedoshim, Omar Rabbi Akiva, ze klal gadol b'teira. Again, a principle that encompasses the Torah, and the Rambam in Shmona Perakim, v'tzarich ha'adam, she'isha'abed kuchos nafshei kulam lefi adas, that a person has to be'isha'abed, all of his psychology, all of it, all of his forces and abilities, v'yasim l'neged enav tamid tachlis achas, and place in front of him one end goal, v'hi hasagas Hashem Yisbarach kfi yacholes adam l'da'as esei. That end goal is to understand, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the maximum extent possible. Uchva kelelu chachameinu zal ze inyan kuloi bikzara bimelois mo'atois. Chazal take this concept and encompass it in just a few words. Moirei al ze inyan ra'a shlema mo'ed. A few words that indicate this concept perfectly. Ad kesheata tivchan kotzir ha'milois, to the point where you see how brief is Chazal's injunction. How Chazal related this major concept, which others have spent books trying to, entire books trying to explain without quite finishing. You will notice as a Rambam that Chazal here spoke, the brevity indicates a divine assistance, divine power to be able to encompass so much in so few words. It's what Chazal said, all your actions should be l'shem shomayim. So we see over here again and again an attempt to capture vast, vast amounts of information and ideas in a klal. Says the author, Lama l'rabbi senu zal l'chapes klalim ha'kolalim kol ha'torah kula. Why did they search to do this? What is the imperative to find principles that encompass the whole Torah? Uma chaseim adam yikem taryaga mitzvois lechol ilchoisein b'li lo da'as haklal lekolel eskulan. What would be missing? What would be lacking? If a person would just fulfill all the mitzvois without knowing a klal that encompasses them all. It's a good question. Ach ha'inyanu, the answer is, the concept is k'da'amre inshe, as people say. And fortunately, this aphorism exists in English as well. That you don't see the forest for the trees. You just see the trees, you see the details, you don't see the overall picture. He sees just the details, but not the overall picture. So we have this concept of not seeing the forest for the trees, where you can imagine a painting. Yeah, pointillist painting, where you've got lots and lots of, if a person just focuses on one point, he sees at one point, there's a dot of yellow paint, but he doesn't see the whole picture, that there's something much greater than that. Who mekayem pirtei ha-mitzvois, a person may well fulfill the details of the mitzvois, ach eino ro'eh ve'eino mevin ma'ashem doresh mimenu. He doesn't see and does not understand what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from him. Ki bevadai yesh techlis la-mitzvois, there's certainly a purpose for the mitzvois. That's the answer. That's what you want klalim, to understand what this is all about. If you look above at all of those things, one gets an idea. Etc. Belimud shmatesa pashut. When we learn regular sugyos, it's obvious. Shemerev haperatim amuvaim besugya achas. Tzichim Lafshit is a klal. Out of the numerous details that constitute the sugya, one needs to abstract a rule. It's obvious to us. Halamdan oimed al klal b'chol sugya. The lamdan tries to ascertain the overall principle in every sugya, and not just to drown in details. Kmo yishu matzinu b'baba metzia daf yudzayin amud alef lemata. That's an example. Omar Rabbi Yochanan hatoein achra maaseh v'izdin lo amar klum. Mai tama. Also, the Gemara called Maaseh Beis Din Kemande Nokat Shtar Biyodei Domi. Maaseh Beis Din, when the Beis Din is acted, it's like having a star. Omar Le Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba Le Rabbi Yochanan Veloi Mishnaseinu Hi. What do you say, Rabbi Yochanan? Isn't that what the Mishnah already said? Hoitzia Get Ve'ini Moi Kesuba Goiva Kesuba Sa. Doesn't that phrase in the Mishnah already encompass what you're saying? Omar Le Rabbi Yochanan said to his Talmid, Ilav De Dolai Lach Chaspa, if I had not lifted up the shard of clay, you would not have found the pearl underneath. So Bechonah says, yeah, but if I don't uncovered it, you would not have seen the pearl underneath. What does it mean? Rabbi Yerucham writes, to explain what's going on in this Gemara, ki ha'uvda shel itziya get ve'ini moy kesuba, that actual detail, which the Talmud over here, Rav Chiya bar Abba, cited, that the woman produces a get without the kesuba nikra choymer. That's like the raw material of the sugya. It's a specific halacha that pertains to a particular case. But the tzura, not the choymer, not the substance, but actually the form, the overall picture, hu haklal hagadol, is a klal that Rabbi Yochanan enunciated. So it's not just a specific and particular case, but rather a broad principle. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was makbid on his Talmud. Shelo yivdil ben achaspa, when he speaks about the shard, that's tzuras adavah, uven amarganisa, the pearl shu choymer adavah. Sheba beto yiladah me'atzura v'nislabesh b'choymer, v'achoymer nika marganisa, here, the choymer, the raw material here, the substance called the pearl, m'pneshu alacha le'maaseh, because that's practical halacha, as was mentioned in the Mishnah, v'tzuras hadavar b'shem chaspa, but the form, the overall principle is called here, the shad rak inyan mufshat v'lo mamashi l'maaseh. It's an abstract concept, not something that can be immediately applied. V'lo kefi anireh, says Rabbi Yerucham, not like you would initially think when reading this Gemara in Bava Metzia, mishitchius elashen, from the superficiality, reading it superficially, shatzura gro'a me'achoymer, that here the chaspa is worse than the marganisa. Adraba, ve'alo Rabbi Yochanan amar le'Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, shebli hatzura lo haya mevin tam hadavar shel mishnaseinu. This is from Das Chochma u'Musar. The point is, as we explained, that there's a principle of here that encompasses many, many specifics. Halamdan yodea lehafshit es hatzura me'alachos hapatiyos. The lamdan in Gemara knows to abstract the tzura, again, the overall form, from specific cases, from the Gemara generally deals with a particular case. This person went to that person and claimed this field used to belong to me, used to belong to my father. But that's a specific case. And the Lamdan has to extract rules that will be applicable not just to that particular scenario, which happened once in history, but in general. The diyuk, k'moy bishmat esayin, exactly in that way, kein tzarech lios lamdan gam ilchoyse esedea tera. A person has to be a lamdan ilchoyse esedea tera also. V'gam sham tzarech lo da'as tzuras ha'devarim. There too, a person is to know not just specifics, but the tzura. Hu asher bikshu rabu yisenu zel. That's what Chazal sought. Ba'imdam ala klal ha'gadoyil shu tzuras kol ha'tora kol ha'mon. They sought a klal which encompasses the entire Torah. Now, k'moy b'chol ha'tora, kachu gam b'midois ha'adam. The same applies to midois. Ha'lamdan yodea la'amoid al tzuras kol ha'midois b'yachad. The lamdan in midois wants to find the tzura of all of the midois, asher umasa, in contrast to which, kol mida pratis b'geder choym ufat. Every individual mida, anything specific, has the status of choyme, of substance and detail. So it's exactly a parallel, whether it's in halacha or in midois. V'chach matzun etzel Rabbi Yisenu ba'alei ha'musar ha'charonim. We found this by the latter ba'alei musar. Shechasfu et tzuras ha'midois kulan. They stripped away, they revealed the tzura of the midois. V'hemidu esenu bazel derech avida shel gisha klalis el midosenu. And therefore, establish for us a path of avida, a general approach to midois, not specific. And again, the point we made in the previous chapter, Zoi haderech sheyesh letzael in koitba. That's the path for a young man. For the youth, that's the path achilamdan amiti, until he becomes a true lamdan after many years, achilamad musar shelim rabois, and after he's learned musar many years, vigia boikval he'ares pnimiyos, and he's already reached what we spoke about in a previous chapter of certain insights that become revealed to him, that stimulate him to then try to seek perfection in specific midos. So having said this as an introduction, we want to present three approaches to this concept of tzuras midos, the overall idea of midos, the overall tzura, not specific. What are these approaches? Shel Maran Baal Chazon Ish, Zichro Yagen Aleinu, Shel Admoir, that's Rabbi Yerucham, Shel Maran Baal Mechtam Eliyahu, and Rav Dessner. In brackets, Uval Yipalei B'nei HaKorei, it should not be surprising to the reader, Shekalalnu Es Baal Chazon Ish in Baalei Musar, we put together the Chazon Ish with personalities that were identified with Musar, Rav Yerucham and Rav Dessner, Shaya Lichua Misnagel L'Shitas HaMusar, on the surface, the Chazon Ish wasn't part of the Musar movement. Achmi shezachal hakiroi, those who knew him, yoidea ki hu bechayav haya semel shel chayei Musar. He, in his personal life, exemplified chayei Musar. Ve'es musaroi sh'av b'gi'asui ha'atzuma b'shas, his Musar he drew from his enormous toil in Shas ad halacha psuka, to the point where he concluded and derived the halacha, umiderech limudoi, and from his way of learning shayal derech yiras shamayim. And in fact, we quoted the Chazon Ish early on in the Sefer when we spoke about these ideas and different approaches in Musar. At any rate, paragraph Aleph. What is the Tzura of Midois? HaChazon Ish kosev b'sefer Emuna uvitachoin, which has been translated into English in Perek Dalet. He says, "Beshorsham shel midos pratiyos ein kan rak mida achas tova umida achas ra." There we see immediately the point being made. At root of all the specific midos, you can write dozens of specific individual midos. At root, there's one good midah, one bad midah. So we see this mahalach that we've been discussing, a general, broad principle that captures everything. He says it straight away. What is the root of the midos ra'os and the midos tovos? The Chazon Ish continues, Hamida hara'a hi ha'aznacha es ha'chayim ha'tiv'iyim al ma'alacha ha'tiv'i. A remarkable insight. The root of Midos Ra'os is neglect. Aznacha means neglect, meaning allowing life to take its natural course. We might describe it as just flowing with the stream, flowing with the current. Just letting things happen. And when a person does that, when you go with the flow, you just go downstream, without any effort at all, yishtalem b'midos ra'os kulam, the person can become perfect in all midos ra'os. Yeka'asan mitzuyan, he'll find himself superb at anger. Noikem mitzuyan, superb at taking revenge. Ge'em mitzuyan v'chen hal'a. Perhaps a different image, not necessarily the one flowing downstream. We've used this before. A person standing on the escalator that's going down. If the person doesn't make the effort, if he just allows things to take the natural course, he's going down. Only one direction, that's down. Such a person will lack nothing of all the good, all the bad midos that Chazal enumerated. He'll be superb at all of them. That's the root of the midos ra'os, that's the tzura. On the other side, v'amida ha'tiva. What is the root of midos tovos, that the tzura that encompasses everything? He has kama hamuchletes, absolute commitment. Levakeres regesh hamusri regesh ha'avani. To prefer, levaker, to give bechira, to give preference to the ethical sensibility over the ta'ava sensibility, over one's more base desires. Uminekudazai, from this perspective, neged kol midos ra'os yachad. The person can then battle all the negative midos at the same time. Velo yitachen shiti haskama zu lechatzin, but this commitment cannot be half-hearted. Shezeh ha'ish, shera'a oira sechel, uzgulas nefesh ikitzu, This person who sees the light of the mind, as Grasa Nefesh, Hikitsuvi Shpelabli Grasa Tov, this person who's been awakened to choose the good, who she'ef b'sha'at tiva letuv bli metzarim. What he aspires to is the endless good, unlimited good. He's never satisfied with all the good that he accomplishes. He's never satiated. He's seen in front of him an eternal world without limitations. That brings him instantaneously to despise all the negative midos. That's a Chazon Ish. The author now paraphrases. Yesh l'adam regesh musari. The Chazon Ish used this expression regesh musari, which is said as the ethical sensibility. Mitiv oy, naturally. Haloicheshlu beviru ketzad yisneg b'chulin enav. That whispers to him with clarity, clearly, how to conduct himself. Regesh musari ze einu nofel klal me'aregesh ata avani ativi. This ethical sensibility, which you might call conscience, is no weaker, is not at all weaker than the regesh ta'avanitivi, than the natural imbued desires that we have, ta'avois that we have. Kishne mutba'im la'adam, ba'adam, they're both imprinted in man. Ein la'adam ela levaker es regesh ha'musar, regesh ta'avani. What the Chazon Ish says is that one needs to give bechoyra, to give preference, primacy to that regesh, to that sensibility over the desires. Here we recall as Rambam b'sef Shmita v'Yovel. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, b'mishen davoy ruchol lamod lifnei Hashem l'sharsoi. We remember we spoke about this when we spoke about the concept of yashrus, somebody whose heart motivates him to stand before Hashem and to serve Him. Ve'holach yashar kmo she'asah Elokim. The Rambam says the person you're speaking about, a person who chooses to go straight as Hashem made him. Ki Adam nivra yashar. It's not that Hashem is asking us to find things that are impossible. The person was created yashar. The Rambam then quoted the pasuk, "Vema bikeshuch yishuv nisrabim." People seek all sorts of contortions and complications. V'chen matzino baramban al pasuk ve'asisa hayashar v'atoy b'nei Hashem. The pasuk in Vayeschanan, "Do that which is straight and correct and good in the eyes of Hashem." Shekusav, the Ramban writes, "Lefi she'i efshal azkir b'Torah kol hanhagois adam im shchenav v're'av." The Torah cannot possibly mention all the interactions that human beings will have with their neighbors and peers, v'chol masa'i u'matanoi, and all the permutations of business dealings that will happen throughout history, v'tikunei ha'yishuv ha'medinos kulam, and all issues of sociology and politics. It's not possible. Then the Torah would be infinitely long. But once the Torah mentions many circumstances, kegoin lo yiselech rachil, that mitzvah, lo yisikoyim ve lo yisiter, not to take revenge, ve lo yisamod adam re'echa. After mentioning many of these, chazal lomar b'derech haklal, then the Torah gives you an overall picture, a rule, sheyaseh hatov v'yashar bechol davar, do that which is straight and good everywhere. Ad shikanes b'zeh hapeshara v'lifim yishur asadin, to go beyond the requirement of the uchegon mashiskiru bedino de bar metzor, like what Chazal say in the dino bar metzor, when the person is selling property, then we give preference to a neighbor to buy the property. Vafilu mashamru pirkoin ayve dibro benachas emabriyos, even in terms of speech and interactions, in general, actually kare becholinan tamisha, to the point where in every interaction the person is tam v'yashar. This is the author now. You see, yeah, yashar v'toiv is conduct that the person himself then ascertains bli tzivuyim pratim shel haTorah, without specific commands of the Torah. Ad kan.